Again, I thank God for the opportunity to be here.
我再感谢，再次感谢的神，让我有这个恩典机会在这里。
To gather together with you, saints, to seek the Lord.
与各位圣徒一起来寻求神。
The last verse of Psalm 73 says, "It is good for me to draw near to God."
诗篇七十三篇的最后一节提到，真是美善，可以与神亲近。
And in the fourth chapter of the book of James, we read, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you."
雅各书第四章第八节，我们亲近神，神必亲近我们。
And we find that that is true.
我们发现那个是真的。
We know it's true because we read it in the Word of God.
我们知道它是真的，因为神真的这样说。
But then we experience it also.
而且我们真实的有这样的经历，神亲近我们。
And we have been coming to Jesus together today, acknowledging Him, paying loving attention to Him.
我们今天也真的是这样的来经历，经历神的同在，他真的丰盛在我们当中，与他有亲密的交通。
And He never fails to manifest Himself.
他从来没有失败，没有让我们失望，彰显他自己的荣耀和同在。
I suppose most of you know Sister Gerda Bakker.
我想大部分的弟兄姐妹都认识贝教士贝姊妹。
Sometimes back at home in New York, she stands and gives a word of thanksgiving to God.
她常常在我们当中带着感恩的话语，她站起来的时候感恩，把荣耀归给神。
And one thing that she sometimes expresses her gratitude for,
她特别感恩的话语
is just this, that every time we come together and look to Jesus, we find that He is here.
她的话语这样说，神每一次奉主的名聚集的时候，主真的在我们当中。
In fact, she tells us that she was born into our church.
她告诉我们说，她是在我们教会里面生出来的。
I wasn't there yet. She's just a few years older than I.
她比我长几岁，那时候我还没有出生。
But she says that every time over all the years,
每一次在每一年的当中
，When we have come together to worship the Lord, Jesus is always manifesting His presence.
我们每一次奉主的名聚集，在那里敬拜赞美，主就真的彰显他自己的荣耀和同在在当中。
He proves that His word is true.
他证明证实说神的话是真实的。
He proves His faithfulness to His people.
他证明神是信实的，对着他的百姓，他的儿女。
And we have experienced it again today.
我们也有这个宝贵的经验，在今天整个的过程当中。
And we are so thankful.
我们非常的感恩。
This afternoon we heard about the disciples that were walking on the road to Emmaus.
我们今天下午这个讲到是没。
They were walking on the road to Emmaus. Brother Wei told them.
是那个今天下午牧师在等候神的时候提到两位门徒去以马忤寺的路上。
And Jesus came and He joined them on their journey.
耶稣来到他们当中，与他们一同行走。
And He referred to the fact that afterJesus vanished from their sight. They said to each other that their hearts were burning within them.
当耶稣消失离开他们以后，他们发现他们的心里面非常的火热。
They said He was speaking to us from the Scriptures, and our hearts were burning.
他说耶稣向他们解释圣经的经文，使他们的心里面非常的火热。
And we know from the story what Jesus was talking about.
我们从故事当中我们知道耶稣在说什么。
It says he had started with the beginning with Moses.
他是从摩西的话语当中有提到他。
And gone through the prophets.
经过整个这个圣经的经文。
That means he went to the scriptures, the Old Testament.
他真的是经历整个走过这个旧约所有的经文当中。
And he taught them the things that the scripture said about himself.
告诉他们解释给他们听说有关于当中里面提到耶稣就是他自己在这个圣经的经文里面。
He was opening their understanding so that they would be able to see him in the Old Testament scriptures.
他开他们心里的眼睛，可以真知道耶稣就在那个旧约的经文当中。
We understand that they and the other disciples did not really understand how much of the Old Testament scriptures pointed to Christ.
我们了解那时候的门徒有很多都不能够了解耶稣在旧约时代当中其实他自己的光景。
One example of that is right in the story.
有一个例子就在故事当中。
At one point, Jesus said, you two are slow.
他说，你们的心为什么那么迟能够了解？
You're foolish and you're slow to believe what is written in the scripture.
你们对写在经文上有关于我的话相信的那么慢。
He had found them walking along, and he could tell that they were sad.
他在跟他们相处的时候，他与他们同走的时候，他知道他们心里面的悲伤。
It seemed to them that their hope had died when Jesus died.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣知道他们的心好像非常的伤心和失望。
And Jesus explained to them that there was something they should have been able to see in the Old Testament.
他要启示告诉他们说，在旧约的圣经里面有一些事情是值得他写的，而且必定要成就。
You have not believed what the prophets have spoken.
只是你们不相信先知所说的话语。
And specifically, it was this one thing.
特别讲到这件事情。
Christ has to suffer before he enters into his glory.
提到这个耶稣要进入荣耀之前，必须经过这样子的苦难。
Peter failed to understand that also.
彼得也没有认识到这一点。
You remember the time when Jesus began to speak of his death on the cross, that he would have to suffer many things.
他跟彼得和门徒们说到，他要在三日这个上，他要上往耶路撒冷，要受文士法利赛人的害。
And Peter said, "No, no, that cannot be."
他说，他跟耶稣说，不不不，你绝对不能够成就这个事。
And Jesus had to rebuke him.
他必须要斥责彼得。
And tell him that he was wrong.
告诉他说，你错了。
Christ must suffer.
耶稣必须受苦难。
To enter into his glory.
才能够进入到他的荣耀里。
And Jesus told these disciples on the road,
他告诉这门徒在这路上的时候，
they should have seen that when they studied the scriptures.
他们如果认真的研读神的话语，他们应该有这样子的认识。
But what a teacher he must have been.
那这就是他必须经过的路程。
When he spoke to them and showed them the things about himself,
这个就是主耶稣在那个时候向以马忤斯的门徒显现的时候讲述圣经里面有关于他的事。
What a change came over them.
这样子的神的话语怎么样的来改变他们的心意。
He opened their understanding.
他开启他们心里的眼睛，可以明白。
Then he opened their eyes to see him.
他打开他们心里的眼睛，可以看见主耶稣。
And then they realized how their hearts were burning.
然后他们知道，明白了以后，心里面是那么的火热。
And that's how it is with this wonderful word.
这个就是圣经中话语那么的奇妙。
When we study the scriptures,
当我们读神的话语,
and we approach them with humility and with faith,
我们带着谦卑和信心来读的时候,
and God the Holy Spirit reads them to us,
神的灵,圣灵会亲自开启我们的心,
and shows us light from them,
开启里面话语的亮光。告诉他们,
when we see Jesus in this word,
当我们看见主耶稣在他的道,在他的话中,
we are changed.
我们就被改变了。
Our hearts begin to burn.
我们的心就火热了。
Something wonderful happens.
有这么奇妙的事情就会发生在我们的生命当中。
I know you have experienced what it's like when your soul is fed, you are nourished by the word of God.
我相信各位已经有这样宝贵的经历，那么的宝贵神的话语，那么感受到那样子的被感动。
Or you are convicted by the word of God.
我们真的是认定神的话语。
God means to change us when we read His word.
当我们读他的话语的时候，他就是要来改变我们的想法、意念和生命。
And He wants to enlighten us.
他要开启我们，提升我们。
And show us himself.
把他自己启示显现给我们。
It often happens to us when we read the scripture on our own.
尤其是当我们独自在读神的话语的时候。
I remember hearing an older sister, she was an evangelist. She was speaking to some Bible school students.
所以有一位年长的女士，她在这个圣经学校跟她学生话语说的时候
，She said, "Don't just read your Bible for your school assignments."
啊，读神的话语不要只是为了功课。
Make sure that you have some time every day, even though you're busy with your studies, take some time every day to read the Bible a passage.For yourself.
每天都有这样的时间，单独来读神的话语，单单的就是为自己的心的喂养。
And when you take the Bible in your hand,
当我们把圣经放在手上的时候
，Don't just start reading right away.
不要立刻就开始读神的话。
Get still before God.
安静在神的面前。
Make sure that you have established a contact with Him.
当我们开始与神在灵里面建立这样实质的关系的时候
，and then pray this prayer.
先为这经文祷告。
God speak to me.
神借他的话向我们心说话。
I'm reading this passage today.
我读这句经文啊，我现在在读的时候。
But I pray, O Holy Spirit, you read this to me.
我祷告圣灵向我的心读这些话语。
Make this live to me, to my mind and my heart.
让这个话语活出来在我的心里面。
Let me have the light of God's truth shining into my mind.
让神的真理照亮我的心。
Feed my soul.
喂养我的灵。
Let me be changed.
让我可以被话语改变。
Let me see Christ.
让我寻得耶稣。
And so it is that God wants to show us Himself, reveal Himself to us through His Word.
这就是耶稣要借着圣经的话语把他自己启示，然后启示给我们。
How often that happens to me, I hope to you, in the meetings.
我相信那么多的次在我的生命里面有经历，相信各位也一定经历在这个生命当中有这样宝贵的经历。
God gives His word.
神把这个话语赐给我们。
the preacher preaches the truth of God's word, he unfolds things to us.
传道的人把神的话语传递出来。
Then our hearts burn.
让我们的心里面因着神活而火热出来。
And Jesus is right there.
耶稣就在我们当中。
Because he comes to us in his word.
因为他借着他的话语来到我们当中。
By his spirit.
借着他的灵。
He told his disciples, the words that I speak to you are spirit and life.
主耶稣跟门徒说，我的话语就是灵，就是生命。
And I trust we have all experienced that.
我相信各位都有那么宝贵的经历。
Seeing Jesus and our hearts burning.
看见复活的主耶稣，我们的心那么的火热。
I was thinking this season.
我特别想到这个节期。
Of some of the Old Testament images or pictures that are given to us. Of the Messiah,
特别是在旧约当中，有给我们很多的图样，先预先看到我们的救主弥赛亚。
Also, many places do we see him?
在很多的地方，我们都看到主耶稣自己。
So many representations of the Messiah in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中，有很多的地方，我们看到主耶稣在旧约当中。
And I thought of several of them.
我也想到了好几个地方。
And during this Christmas season, they were a blessing to me.
在这特别的圣诞节期，给我很大的祝福。
I have seven of them.
我有七个地方要与各位分享。
We'll keep our eye on the clock.
我们把我们的眼睛看着钟。
And we won't do seven if we don't finish.
如果说我们没有读到这个时间，我们看时间。
But I was thinking about.Well, here's the first one. Right at the beginning.
在第一个地方。
In the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园当中。
Adam and Eve had sinned. They had disobeyed God's command.
这个亚当和夏娃不顺服神的旨意。
And he came to them that day.
他来到他们的面前，神来到他们的面前。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Well, they had hidden themselves.
他已经把他们自己藏起来了。
They knew they had done wrong.
他知道他们已经做错事了。
You remember that passage in the third chapter of Genesis where the judgment was pronounced upon them.
我们记得在创世纪第三章，神怎么样的来这个审判他们。
And there's the first place, so far as I know, in the Bible where.The gospel is preached clearly.
在创世纪三章里面有清楚的经文提到这件事情怎么样来。
God spoke to the serpent and to the woman and to the man.
神跟蛇和女人和这个亚当讲话。
And he told them quite a number of things.
他提到有好几件事情。
But one thing that he said was that there would be enmity.Between the seed of the woman and of the serpent.
他特别也提到说这个在第三章里面讲到他的人的后世和蛇的关系。
Between the human race and the principalities and powers of evil, there would be an enmity.A warfare.
这个讲到这个女人和她的子孙后世和蛇的关系和仇敌的关系。
Verse 15 says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel.
我们在第十五节里面我们一起读。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
This is a relentless feud, an enmity that has gone on throughout the ages.
这样子的这个仇敌的关系要真的是延续到世世代代。
And we must never come to terms with evil.
我们没有办法来抵挡这个仇敌。
But the outcome is mentioned here.
它的结果呢，在这里有提到。
The head of the enemy will be crushed.
但是这个你的后裔必要真的是踩碎那个仇敌的头。
It will be destroyed by the man, Christ Jesus.
被耶稣基督，神的儿子来这个毁灭。
And the victor will not escape injury altogether.
啊，得胜不会啊，这个得胜是最后的得胜是肯定的。
Because he will suffer a bruising in his heel.
因为啊，这个神的后裔耶稣基督，他的脚跟会受伤。
And this word of the Lord was fulfilled at the cross.
这个神的话语成就在十字架上。
There the devil was disarmed and his power was overthrown.
他在十字架上，所有仇敌的权势全然被毁灭。
But it was at the cost of the Messiah's suffering.
但是要有救主弥赛亚他付出这个代价。
But it was a great victory.
但是呢是一个全面的得胜。
In Colossians we read how he made a spectacle of these principalities and powers and triumphed over them in his cross.
在哥罗西书提到这个主耶稣在这个仇敌面前全面的得胜。
Now in Ephesians we read that all things have been placed under his feet.
这个在以弗所书里面提到所有的仇敌都要成为耶稣的脚凳。
And that he is exalted far above all.
他
He is exalted. He is victor over all.
他会全面得胜而且被全面高举。
But this little passage is a picture of Christ and his work, his triumphant work of salvation.
这样子给我们看见的一个图像是告诉我们耶稣的救恩是一个全面得胜的救恩，而且是必然成就的。
Here we read that the Messiah will be a descendant of Eve.
这经文里面提到这弥赛亚是这个亚当的后裔。
If we go a few pages further, we find in the 12th chapter, the second one that I'm going to call our attention to, that the Messiah is the seed of Abraham.
我们再看是创世纪十二章前面的几节，是提到我们的弥赛亚。十二章一二三节里面提到，弥赛亚也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
As we know, Abraham was the first of the three great patriarchs.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是三位这个爱就是忠心爱主的当中的一位。
I don't know my history, but who's the founding father of Canada?
谁是加拿大的这个
I know George Washington is the founding father of the United States.
My dad. It's a first prime minister, Madonna.
Okay. I know Sun Yat-sen, too. Anyway, Abraham's the founding father of God's covenant people.
这个亚伯拉罕是这个神这个神与这个所拣选的这个以色列族的始祖。
He's the father of the faithful.
他是信心之父。
And we know that we are children of Abraham through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们借着信我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，也是
The Apostle Paul teaches us in Galatians 3 that we are heirs of the promises to Abraham.
我们 加拉太书第三章里面提到亚伯拉罕他是我们的信心之父。
If we believe in Christ,
如果我们信耶稣，因信称义。
But God made wonderful promises to him.
耶稣做了那么美好的应许在他身上。
At the beginning of the 12th chapter of Genesis, the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Maybe in the interest of time, I'll let you read the first three verses of Genesis 12.
好，我们一起读第十二章一二三节，请。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。”地上的万族都要因你得福。
These are great promises.
这是那么大的应许。
I guess it's no, there's a way of looking at it where we could say that the rest of the Old Testament and the rest of human history have to do with the fulfillment of these promises.
我们读这个话语，读这个应许，就会发现人类的历史越发展，这个话语的应许就越成就。
Abraham would be given a land and a seed.
亚伯拉罕将要有一块神赐给他的地要去，而且给他的那么多的子民。
God would bless him and make him a blessing.
神要祝福他，也让他成为全地的祝福。
And through him,
借着他
，that is through his descendant,
借着他的后裔
，the Messiah,
弥赛亚。
All the families of the earth would be blessed.
全地都要蒙福。
Paul says in Galatians 3, it doesn't say seeds, it says seed.
他这个在加拉太书第三章讲到这个亚伯拉罕的后裔是讲这个种子，一粒种子。
Not descendants, but descendant. Not plural, but singular.
他不是复数的这个后裔，是单数的后裔。
So the promises to Abraham, he says, are fulfilled in Christ.
所以亚伯拉罕所有的应许成就在耶稣基督的身上。
If we belong to Christ, we are Abraham's offspring.
如果我们这个信靠耶稣，而且知道认定他，我们就是属于亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
耶稣从这个咒诅当中把我们拯救出来。
The curse of the law is the judgment that comes on those who disobey God's commands.
那样子的咒诅和这个审判是因着我们先祖背离了神。
But Christ took that curse. He became a curse for us.
他主耶稣就为我们成为那个咒诅。
So that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles.
所以亚伯拉罕的祝福可以临到我们外邦人。
Through Christ Jesus.
借着耶稣基督。
He bore the curse that we might inherit Abraham's blessing.
借着主耶稣为我们承担这个咒诅。亚伯拉罕的福可以临到我们的身上。
And that's why the church sends out missionaries and has throughout the years.
所以为什么教会这个真的是差遣那么多的宣教士出去。
God promised to bless the world through Jesus Christ.
神应许要祝福全地借着耶稣基督。
And we who know and love him must continue to share the good news of the gospel.
我们就要接受这个差遣，这样子一个使命，真的是把耶稣的爱和这个福音传出去。
With Jews and with Gentiles.
传到全地，传到外邦。
We read of a number that no man can number.
我们这个
countless number.
无数的这个外邦救恩要临到。
God knows the number.
主耶稣全神知道这样子一个数字要临到。
And the redeemed.Are drawn from every people, every nation and language.
让全地的人各族各方可以得赎。
As Abraham saw, as numerous as the stars in the heaven or the sands of the earth.
就像亚伯拉罕那时候神给他的应许，像天上的星，像海边的沙一样多。
And that's how God's promise to Abraham is being fulfilled.
那就是神应许亚伯拉罕的应许要在成就。
And will be fulfilled.
而且将要成就。
By people who come to faith in Christ.
就要借着啊信耶稣的啊百姓子民来成就这样子的啊这个应许。
Come to know him.
来更深的认识他。
Now we can skip.Many books and come to the prophet Isaiah.
好，我们要这个经过以色列那么多的历史，我们要跳到以赛亚书。
This is one of my favorite subjects.
这是我最喜欢的一个话题。
This image of the Messiah.
这是啊弥赛亚的啊这个影像。
Isaiah speaks of a figure.That is called the servant of Jehovah.
啊，他特别讲到这个主耶稣在以赛亚当中，他说是我的仆人。
Isaiah says, it's in the second part of Isaiah. There are what we call songs of the servant.
啊，这个我们以赛亚书分成两部分，这个后半部从四十章以后就特别讲到我的仆人。
And those songs are about the Lord Jesus.
这篇的啊，这个以赛亚书后半都是讲到弥赛亚，讲到耶稣。
We know that because of the way that they are referred to in the New Testament.
我们这样子的认识，才看见，是因为我们对照我们的新约。
The servant of the Lord.
神的仆人。
The first four verses of Isaiah 42.
在第四以赛亚书四十二章前面的四节
，That's the first servant song.
那是第一个讲到神的仆人，特别的这个啊这个诗歌提到他。
He is a teacher and he teaches in a spirit of gentleness.
他是老师，而且是教导人如何来这个柔和谦卑。
He ministers endued with the spirit of God.
他已经领受神的灵，然后他来教导。
He reaches out to the nations.
他将公理传给外邦。
It's such a wonderful passage. Maybe you could read that together. Isaiah 42, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
好，我们一起来读一二三四节，请看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他。他必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，僵残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
God says,He is my chosen servant.
这是看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选的。
My soul delights in him.
我心里所喜悦的。
I put my spirit upon him.
我把我的灵赐给他。
He will bring forth justice to the nations.
他要将公理传给外邦。
He doesn't cry aloud. He doesn't try to make a big impression.
他不喧嚷，不张扬他自己。
And he doesn't break a bruised reed or quench the smoking flax. Verse 3.
他说压伤的芦苇他不压不折断。
He is faithful.
他是真实的。
He doesn't get discouraged.
他也不丧胆，不灰心。
He will not fail.
他绝不失败。
He will accomplish his purpose.
他一定会完成神的旨意。
Justice shall be established in the earth.
他地上必要设立公理。
The coastlands will wait for his law.
海岛都必等候他的训诲。
And Matthew in his gospel tells us that this is about Jesus.
在马太福音里面提到的， 我们知道那就是耶稣基督。
He wasn't trying to make a big entrance. He didn't come with a lot of fanfare.
他不是带着这个人喜爱的样式，或者是带着影响力来。
You notice here also how tender he is.
他是那么的柔和谦卑。
The bruised reed is worthless. And the smoking wick also. You just want to snuff it out.
他是这个没有火燎的气味，没有他自己。
But Jesus sees what he can make. He can take that smoking wick and make the fire burn.
他可以借着一点的火，可以这个眺望。可是呢，他连火燎的气味都没有。
You see how tender he is, how meek.
那么的温柔谦卑。
And yet also how strong he is.
但是我们知道他里面是那么的坚定，那么坚强。
He will not fail.
他绝不失败。
He doesn't get discouraged no matter how things look.
他不看环境，绝不灰心丧胆。
He will accomplish what he has set forth to do.
他一定会完成神为他设定的旨意。
When you read this, when I read this, I say, in our Christian ministry, we just want to be more like Jesus.
我们真的是在读这些话语的时候，我们的心真的是说在传扬耶稣基督的福音的时候，也要像他一样。
Endued with the Spirit.
借着神的灵。
Bringing pleasure to God.
让神他得到他应得的喜悦。
Living and working for His praise and His glory.
单单的为主的荣耀而服侍而活。
Patiently enduring.
要谦卑忍耐的，然后这个来成就这个事情。
Faithful to the end.
要对着信心要一直到坚持到底。
Never discouraged.
永远不是灰心丧胆。
I say, Lord, by your grace, you can make us all like that.
主，我相信借着你的恩典，我们都可以像那样子的来，这个不灰心不丧胆，在主的面前。
Make us more like Jesus.
让我们更像主耶稣。
But what a beautiful picture this is.
那真的是一个很美的一个图片。
Of God's chosen, faithful servant.
神所拣选那个这个向着神有信心的这个仆人。
And the second servant song is in Isaiah 49.
第二个诗篇就是讲到耶稣的仆人，就是在49篇的一到六节。
The first six verses.
前面的六节。
Do you think we could read those together? Isaiah 49, 1 through 6. We have the second song.
Yeah, 我们有第二首诗，这位讲到神的仆人。
We could be a choir and sing the servant song.
这个是可以唱的哈，在旧约里面是可以唱的。我们读的时候不觉得，可是这是可以唱的诗篇。我们一起念，请众海岛啊，当听我言，远方的众民啊，留心而听，自我出胎。耶和华就选召我，自出母腹他就提我的名，他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手荫之下，又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中，对我说，你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。我却说，我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空，然而我当得的礼必在耶和华那里，我的赏赐必在我神那里。耶和华从我出胎，造就我做他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。原来耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴， 使以色列中得保全的归回尚为小事，我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。
Thank you, that was beautiful singing.
各位唱得非常的好。
He is one who is reaching out to the nations here.
这个地方我们提到主耶稣就是这个去借着他自己要到达全地，到达各列邦。
It was too small a thing for him simply or only to restore backsliding Israel.
他为了要这个恢复以色列民，神的选民，在神的面前。
God would make his servant a light to the Gentiles.
他借着神的仆人耶稣基督要成为外邦人的光。
And bring salvation to the ends of the earth.
要将我的救恩直到地极。
That includes us.
这也包括了我们在座每一位。
The Apostle Paul used this verse.
保罗使徒用到这些经文。
With this passage and applied it to his ministry.
把它运用在外邦人的使徒的服事上。
It was in his first missionary journey.
那是第一次的宣教。
When he made a bold decision at Antioch.
他在安提阿教会做了一个极勇敢的一个宣告。
It was to evangelize the Gentiles.
要把福音带到外邦。
The Jews, you remember, were not so responsive.And the Gentiles wanted to hear the message also.
不只是对犹太人，而且让外邦人也可以听到这样子的福音。
And the message had a better response from the Gentiles.
从外邦人的领受的反应非常的好。
And the Jews became envious.
那犹太人变成反而生气。
And Paul said, God has commanded us.
保罗跟他们这个说明，神已经命令这个我去做外邦人服事的工作，传福音。
And I hope you find this as interesting and as wonderful as I find it.
我希望各位也在这当中找到我自己发现很有趣的地方。
This is a word to the servant of Jehovah, to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是对着神的仆人耶稣基督所讲的。赋予的任务。
But Paul took it for himself.
但是保罗把它当作自己的使命。
God has commanded us to bring light to the Gentiles, to preach his salvation to the Gentiles.
神拣选我们也要成为做外邦人的光，把这个救恩带到全地。
So just as we said about the first servant song where we want to be more like Jesus.
在第一个我们前面唱的诗歌里面讲到说我们要更像耶稣。
So Paul recognized that he was God's mouthpiece.
他在这个经文里面也认定他自己是被神拣选的仆人。
He was filled with God's spirit.
他是被神的灵所充满的。
God was reaching out. Jesus, the Savior, was reaching out through Paul.
我们的救主耶稣基督伸出手就得着了保罗。
To the multitudes of people that needed salvation.
那是全地无数无数的这个列邦外邦人都要得着这样的救恩。
God has commanded us.
神也把这个使命已经交代我们了。
So we're not Paul.
我们不是保罗。
But can we think of it too and accept the challenge?
我们可不可以考虑一下这样子的一个挑战在我们基督徒的生命当中
？That this command is for us too.
这个是不是也是向着我们说的一个使命
？To speak for Jesus.
为耶稣这个传福音。
To love for Jesus.
为耶稣而爱人。
To shine for Jesus.
为耶稣而把这光带出去。
Paul took that. I admire him so much for the way he took this word. I'm sure the Holy Spirit did it.
我相信保罗把这个话语在他的心里面借着圣灵来带领他，让他把这个福音能够带到外邦。
And he saw that this wonderful word to the Messiah is given to his followers.
这个对于弥赛亚神的仆人的话语应许也是对着他的门徒使徒。
Who are now his representatives or ambassadors.
他也成为让我们也成为这个福音的福音大使。能够把这样子救恩传到全地。
We beseech you in Christ's place to be reconciled to God.
这个让这样子救恩可以临到全地，让全人类的人可以与神和好。
There's a third servant song in the 50th chapter, the next chapter.
在第三个诗歌是以赛亚书五十章。
Here the servant is a disciple who listens and he learns, he takes direction.
这个地方第三个诗篇里面特别讲到神的仆人，他受教，而且领受这样子的使命，可以明白神的旨意。
Verses 4 through 9.
第四节到第九节。
Would you read that song also? Isaiah 50, 4 through 9.
好，我们一起来。这个唱和念五十章四到九节，请主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。人打我的背，我任他打；人拔我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。主耶和华必帮助我，所以我不抱愧。我硬着脸面，好像坚实。我也知道，我必不至蒙羞。称我为义的，与我相近，谁与我争论？可以与我一同站立，谁与我作对，可以就近我来。主耶和华要帮助我，谁能定我有罪呢？他们都像衣服渐渐旧了，为蛀虫所咬。
Jesus, the servant of the Lord.
耶稣基督是神的仆人。
Peter spoke of him as the servant.In his early sermons in the book of Acts.
在这个使徒行传里面特别提到耶稣是神的仆人。
Paul said in Philippians 2, he took upon himself the very nature of a servant.
在腓立比书里面保罗也提到神的仆人他的本质当如何。
And here we see the limitations that he voluntarily submitted to when he came down to become a man.
我们可以看见这个经文里面提到主耶稣怎么样的降卑自己，能够到世上来成为人的样式。
He put himself in a place of dependence upon his Father.
他真的是把自己放在一个非常有限的地位，就是单单的在神的手里面遵行神的旨意，听神的话。
And he was perfectly, entirely subject to his father.
他是完全的顺服、降服于他的父亲。
He testified that he didn't do anything and he didn't speak anything except by commandment from his father.
他自己话语说，而且这样子的行。说我说的所做的都是按照我父的旨意行。
And so he would listen early in the morning. He would commune with his father.
所以在清晨早上的时候，他就在那里等候祷告，与父神做交通。
He would get his directions for the day.
他会得到一天的指引和方向。
Remember that one place you read about it in the first chapter of Mark.
在马可福音的第一章。
Where Jesus had quite a successful healing meeting.
当耶稣有一个很成功的一个医治特会。
It says the whole city came and gathered at the door.
当所有全城的人都被轰动了，把他围在一起。
And they brought the people that were in need.
所有这个有需要的人都带到他的面前。
And Jesus healed them all kinds of sicknesses.
耶稣医治了他们各种不同的疾病。
He delivered people who were possessed by evil spirits.
他释放那个被这个邪灵所这个占据的，把他们赶出去。
It was a wonderful meeting that night.
那是一个非常这个奇妙的一个特会。
I think it was probably a pretty long meeting.
我想是一个很长的一个聚会。
A lot of praise and rejoicing.
很多的祷告和这个喜乐在当中。
Wonderful miracles Jesus did.
奇妙的这个这是神迹奇事，这个耶稣自己行的。
And the next morning, people started looking for him rather early.
第二天一早清晨，大家都来寻找耶稣。
But he was nowhere to be found.
他可是大家都找不到他。
Well, his disciples did find him after a while.
一会儿之后，门徒真的找到他了。
He was out there communing with the Heavenly Father.
他在那里与天上的父神做交通。
And the disciples said, everyone is looking for you.
跟耶稣说，所有的人都在找你。
They wanted him to come back.
他要耶稣能够回来。
Maybe they wanted to have another meeting that night like the one the night before.
要像前面一天的聚会一样的那么的这个神奇。
I'm sure if they looked far enough, they could find some more sick people, people that would need Jesus' touch.
我们相信他们可以带来很多的这些需要的人，被医治的人，渴慕的人。
Everyone's looking for you. Come, let's go back to Capernaum.
每一个人都渴慕都希望耶稣赶快回来。
And then he said, No.
耶稣说不。
We're not going back.
我不回去。
We're going to other cities.
我要到别的城市。
Preach the kingdom of God in other places.
我们要把神的国的福音带到其别的城市。
This is the reason that I have come.
这是我来的目的。
I think he must have heard from heaven.
我相信那个是从神天上父神的旨意来的。
His father said, "This is where you're going today."
父神跟他讲，这个就是我的旨意。
Maybe he would have liked to go back to Capernaum.
也许他个人想要回到伯大尼。
You know, a minister has a good meeting. He's really successful.
像这样子的医治特会是那么的成功。
The crowds gather.
团体群众都聚集。
You want to do it again?
他想要再做一次。
Be a blessing to more people.
可以祝福更多的人。
But God said, "No, you have to go farther. You have to go to other places."
但是父神指示他。要走到更多的城市，到别的地方。
It also says he listens to hear what he should say.
他也甚至当他如何要说的时候，他也尊重父神给他带领。
The Lord awakens his ear morning by morning.
父神在他的耳朵旁边，每天早晨都提醒他。
And teaches him what he should say.
教导他应该如何来说。
So that he might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
让他知道在什么时机、什么的情况下当说什么样的话。
I know we have all experienced this too.
我相信我们也有这样子宝贵的经历。
That Jesus knows just what to say.
耶稣真知道什么时间、光景、情况当说什么样的话。
And how to say it?
而且是怎么样来说
？And when to say it?
什么时候说
？And that's how it was here when he was among men.
当他在人的当中，他就是这样子的活。
He heard what he should say, and God directed him.
他听从父神的指示，知道他如何来说，如何来行。
And then the Lord God opened his ear and made him to submit to this suffering and the persecution that came against him from sinners.
他也告诉这个耶稣借着他的耳朵跟他说他要经过怎么样的苦难经过怎么样的受苦。
But he knew that his father would never leave him alone.
但是他知道父神一定不会离弃他。
He always did the things that pleased the father.
他总是遵着父神的旨意来做。
And he knew that God would vindicate him.
知道父神一定会帮助他而且脱离这个苦难。
I read this and I want to be more like Jesus.
我读这些话语的时候我心里面感动就是要更像耶稣。
A better follower of the Lord.
一个好的跟随主的人。
More obedient.
更多的顺服。
One who listens more closely.
要更亲近的主这个来听他的话语。
And who is wholly given to God's purpose.
他要真的是圣洁的完全的遵行神的旨意。
The fourth servant song.
第四个以赛亚的诗歌讲到神的仆人。
Is the one that we are most familiar with.
这是我们最熟悉的。
It is Isaiah 53.
以赛亚53章。
And we won't take the time to read it together. The song really starts with the last three verses of Isaiah 52.
这个诗篇这个仆人的诗篇真正开始是从52章的第13节。
My servant shall act wisely.
我的仆人行事必有智慧。
He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted.
必被高举上升且成为至高。
And then we see the servant who is so highly exalted, we see him coming down. He grows up as a root out of a dry ground.
他真的是从高天临到全地，临到地上这个枯干的地。
And he is despised and rejected of men.
他被人所弃绝。
A man of sorrows, a man who is acquainted with grief.
他是忧伤之子，带着那么多的伤痛。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
他真的是为我们的罪污，为我们的罪来到这个世间，真的是承担我们的罪。
We know this passage. I know you do.
我想各位都很熟悉这些经文。
And so you know that the servant of Jehovah is here portrayed as the suffering, the suffering Savior.
我们可以看见他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们知道来的弥赛亚是一位受苦的救主。
We know that this refers to the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这是讲我们主耶稣基督自己。
There are eight verses in Isaiah 53 that are referred to by the New Testament writers.
在53章的八节里面，有在新约里面这个特别提到。
And some of those verses more than once, several times.
有很多的在新约的经文里面多次的提到。
You remember how Philip met up with the official from Ethiopia.
我们晓得腓力在这个伊索比亚在那里服侍。
He was a God-fearing man.
他是神的灵所充满的使者。
And he was coming back, returning home from Jerusalem, where he had gone to worship.
他去耶路撒冷这个敬拜回来的路上。
But he didn't know Jesus.
但是他讲的是这个一位太监是从这个伊索比亚来的。他在这个去耶路撒冷敬拜回程的路上。
And God the Holy Spirit sent Philip to meet that man.
神的灵差派这个腓力就近他。
He was riding in his chariot.
他正好在他的这个马车上。
And he was reading a scroll that contained the words of Isaiah's prophecy.
他正在读以赛亚书先知书里面。
And he was just up to part of Isaiah 53.
他正好读到以赛亚书53章的内容。
He didn't understand what he was reading. Philip asked him, "Do you understand?"
这个当他在读的时候，腓力就在旁边问他：“你读能够明白吗？”
How can I understand?
我怎么能够明白呢？
So he found that he was reading these verses about Jesus being like a sheep led to the slaughter.
他这个正好读到的时候是读到这个第七节里面讲说他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
And he asked this question, is the prophet writing about himself, Isaiah, or about somebody else?
他就问腓力说这节经文是在这个预言以赛亚先知呢还是其他的先知呢？
And it says that beginning right here with this scripture,
他说就是这节经文。
Philip preached to the Ethiopian the good news about Jesus.
他就借着这些经文把耶稣基督介绍给他。
Jesus the suffering Savior.
耶稣基督是为我们受苦受难的救主。
The servant of the Lord.
是神的仆人。
That was my third one out of seven.
这是我第三个从七。It's a fourth, I think.
The descendant of Eve, the seed of Abraham, and the servant of the Lord.
Oh, okay.
May I take a fourth one? if I do it quickly? Son of Man.
那是神的神子。
The Son of Man. This means that Jesus was a human being. This is one of his favorite ways to refer to himself.
这是最合适的方式，我们来这个讲主耶稣自己。
When he said, if you are ashamed of me, the Son of Man will be ashamed of you. Remember? He's speaking of himself.
他讲了他自己，如果你在人的面前这个不认我，在人子的面前也不认他。
Another place he says that the Son of Man, meaning himself, must suffer many things.
他说也提到多次提到人子要为世人受苦难。
And be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
被这个杀害，而且三天后要复活。
But Jesus also used this title in reference to one of the prophetic words in the Old Testament.
他也借着这个人子这个话语在旧约里面有出现。
It's found in the prophet Daniel.
在但以理的先知书里面。
The 7th chapter.
第七章。
This is what Daniel saw in one of his visions.
这是但以理先知在他的异象中所看到的。
13 and 14, I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed.
我们一起来读十三到十四节第七章，请。我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
Daniel saw one like a son of man. That means someone who looked like a human being.
这个但以理先知在异象中看见一位像人子，就是像人的样式。
He was coming with the clouds of heaven.
他是驾着天云而来。
And he stood before the Ancient of Days.
他站在亘古长存者面前。
The Eternal God.
这个永恒的神。
And he was given authority.
他也赐予权柄
glory and power so that all peoples would worship him.
荣耀权柄国度以至于各方各国各族的人都要侍奉他
And Daniel adds his dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away and his kingdom will never be destroyed.
但以理在这个尾巴的地方他加上他的权柄是永远的不能废去他的国必不败坏
Who could this son of man be?
到底谁是这位人子
Well, Jesus referred to this passage himself at one of his trials
在耶稣在受审判的时候他把这些经文反映到他自己的身上
In Mark 14
在马可福音第十四章
He says, they were testifying against him. Various witnesses had come.
我们这个很多的人这个抵挡他斥责他他的回应在六十二节
And the high priest said, don't you have an answer?
你难道没有答案吗
All these people are speaking against you.
所有的人都用话语来抵挡你。
And Jesus was silent and gave no answer.
他一句话也没有回答，也没有说。
Then the high priest said, "Are you the Christ? Are you the Son of the Blessed?"
那有人就问他说：“你是耶稣基督，是神的儿子吗？”
And Jesus said, "I am." And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
我们一起读六十二节。耶稣说：“我是，你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。”
And the high priest tore his clothes.
真的是大祭司真是把衣服都撕开了。
We don't need any more witnesses.
我们不需要其他的任何的证人了。
All of you have heard him speak these blasphemous words.
你们都看见他说了这些健忘的话。
What do you have to say to that?
你们还用其他的话语吗
？And they said he deserves to die.
他是该死的。
Son of man, he said, I am the Son of the Blessed, and I am the Son of Man, and I will be coming in the clouds of glory.
主耶稣他自己见证说，他就是人子，坐在那全能者，要驾着天上的云来临到。
And you will see me.
他说你会看见我。
He claimed supreme authority.
他会有全能的这个权柄。
And that he was the king of an everlasting kingdom.
他是永恒的神国度里的君王。
And as we said before, he also said the Son of Man would have to suffer many things.
他也提到说人子在地上要受很多的苦难。
And be rejected of men.
被人所弃绝。
Quoting from Isaiah 53,
从以赛亚书五十三章
And you notice again how he brought these two things together.
我们在五十三章里面看到怎么样把这两件事情把它摆在一起。
Spoke about the Son of Man,
说到人子
in connection with the glory of the seventh chapter of Daniel.
与这个但以理书七章里面的荣耀的君王
and the suffering of Isaiah 53,
还有以赛亚书五十三章的受苦的弥赛亚
He brought these two things together,
把他这两个这个图像摆在一起
to teach that it was only through suffering that he would enter into his glory,
告诉我们说人子一定要经过这样子的苦难可以进入到那荣耀里去
and that's a lesson for us too.
这也是对我们的这个学习的课程。
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣。
How wonderful you are.
好奇妙的主，那么奇妙。
How beautiful to our souls.
那么的美的，对着我们的灵里面，我们灵魂的爱人。
And how glorious.
那么的荣耀的。
How great.
好，那么好的。
We see him as the descendant of Eve who is to crush the serpent's head.
我们真的是认定他就是这个女人的后裔，要破碎仇敌的头。
as the seed of Abraham through which all the families of the earth would be blessed.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，而且要因着他全地都要蒙福。
As the servant of the Lord,
是神的仆人。
As the Son of Man,
是人子。
Who suffers,
他受苦难。
And is rejected of men,
被人弃绝。
And who will one day come in the clouds of heaven's glory,
有一天要驾着天上的云降临到全地。
And every eye shall see him,
每一个人都可以看见他。
What a day that will be.
那一天是哪一天呢？
When he appears,
当他显现的时候，
we shall also appear with him in glory.
我们也要与他一同进入在荣耀里。
What a hope we have, brothers and sisters.
这是我们何等大的盼望。
And I'm not keeping you here to go through the other three.
我想我不，这个不讲其他的，啊，其他的。
But my heart burns tonight when I think of Jesus, how wonderful he is.
当我想到耶稣基督那么的奇妙，我心里面真的是火热。
When the Holy Spirit takes these pictures of Scripture,
当圣灵把这个图像，耶稣基督的生命启示显现给我的时候，
and shows us Jesus,
那告诉我们，这就是我们的救主耶稣基督。
Holy Spirit makes Jesus big.Makes him great and glorious to us.
借着圣灵要这个荣耀耶稣，而且要启示他自己。
And he helps us to love him and give ourselves to him.
帮助我们能够来爱他，来荣耀他。
And seek him with all of our hearts.
用我们全心来寻求他。
Just earlier today, I was trying to remember something.
今天早上。的时候，我想要回忆回想起一些事情。
It was a little bookmark that I saw.
我看到一个啊，这个书签。
And I think I remember it.
我记得，我想我可以记得里面的内容。
So I'll try to say it in closing.
我来这个试试看，把它当作我的结束。
It was about Jesus.
这是有关于我们的主耶稣。
It was a progression.
一个进展哈，一个。
And it said, "To know him is to love him."
认识他就是来爱他。
You could stop there, especially if I forget. But to know him is to love him.
我们来认识我们的主，就是来爱他。
To love him is to seek him.
我们来爱他，就是要来寻求他。
To seek him is to find him.
来寻求他就是要来寻找到他。
To find him is everything.
我们寻找到他就是我们生命的一切。
May we all find it true in our experience.
让我们能够在灵里面可以成为真实的经历。
Do you sing this song here? He's the Lord of glory.He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father throughout eternity. So I see that it got a little bit late.I promise tomorrow, if I'm still allowed to speak, that it will be shorter.
我看到时间知道很短，这个我想我再如果再讲，我要把握时间，很短的讲。
Do you think we could learn that chorus in 1 minute?
我们可以借一分钟来学习这首诗歌吗？
My dear wife and daughter will sing a little bit louder.
Yeah, they could come up. Yeah, they could come up.
They could come up here.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. Yeah, I just sing the song fast.
You're braver than I am.
Come on.
You want to stay and help us?
No,
it's okay. I meant to sing with us.
Oh, but you need someone to.
Sure, she can if she wants. You want to play in the key of C? Yeah, it's simple. That's why everybody's going to know it before we go home.
He's the Lord of glory, He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity. Lord of glory, He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He, the Everlasting Father throughout eternity.
This song has verses too, and they say, they ask a question, "Behold, what manner of man is this?" The disciples ask the same questions when they saw him stilling the storm on the sea.
他们在这个这个风暴当中，风暴当中看到耶稣基督。那我想刚刚唱的诗歌哈，在启示录。这个第一章八节里面讲到哈，他是我们荣耀的神，他是最大的神，他是阿拉法，是俄梅加，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者，因为他是永恒的父，要把荣耀归给他。
So what kind of a man is this?
他是什么样的一位人子
？And then the answer comes, He's the Lord of glory.
然后全地的人因着他的全能和神迹，能够平静风浪和海。
He's the great one.
他是最大的那一位。
He makes our hearts burn.
让我们的心火热。
We love him.
我们爱他。
And we want to love him more.
我们要更多的来爱他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.